Football players have lots of cash. They spend it on cars and going out on the lash. They co-write a book about their interesting lives, even though they are only 25.
He shoots, he scores, scoring the goals.
Dribble the ball and kick the ball to score a goal.
He shoots, the ball, he scores, scoring the goals.
Dribble the ball and kick the ball to score a goal.
Hello everybody, welcome along. This is the League Podcast, League One edition, and I'm delighted to say that Sam Ashu from the72.co.uk is on the line to have a look through three featured matches from the third tier of English football. Are you well, Sam?
Yeah, not too bad. Two nap defeats on the row now, so pressure on going into this weekend, isn't it?
Yes, I know. Yeah, I'm in the same boat though. So Pete's laughing it up on the naps at the minute. It's a two winners, which I'm not particularly happy about. But we need to reel him in, Sam. Three defeats in a row is bad. Is bad, isn't it? but I'm not feeling the pressure yet.
No, well, I am.
Okay, fine.
Because I've got a 100% loss record, having only started this season.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I get that. Yeah, yeah.
I feel like a manager who's come into the season and taken on a losing team.
Well, hopefully it'll all turn around this week. The three games we're going to look at in League One are Bradford versus Peterborough, Fleetwood versus Chesterfield, and Colchester versus Doncaster Rovers. Also got the League Two podcast, of course, so make sure you check that one out. I'll give you all the details at the end of this one. Let's start then with Bradford versus Peterborough, first of all. 17-10 for Bradford, it's 21-10 the draw, and Peterborough a 17-10, so pretty much as close to a pick 'em as you're going to find. Bradford have started the season very nicely. The 3-2 win over Coventry, followed up by a 1-0 win in the League Cup at Morecambe. Drew 0-0 with Walsall away from home, and then beat Crawley Town 3-1. So when they get going, they score some goals. As for their opponents, Peterborough, been a bit of a mixed bag. Lost in the League Cup, but have won two of the League One games, and then lost to Sheffield United on Tuesday night when you were in the studio on InPlay Radio, Sam. Bradford second, Peterborough fifth, very early table of course, but you can't fault what Bradford are doing at the minute, can you?
No, not at all. I mean, two and fifth is possibly where these teams might be in and around that sort of area. I mean, Bradford, brilliant start to the season, like you say. They're unbeaten now. They had last year to sort of bed into the league, if you like. They came as a very sort of, as a team that a lot of us knew from the Capital One Cup, as a sort of expansive, open, exciting team, and they didn't really disappoint last year. They could have aimed for that playoff spot. They were happy to sort of take mid-table in the end, and I think they'll be certainly aiming for playoffs this year, and maybe even looking for those automatic spots. James Hansen has really taken the mantle as the sort of main man, sort of with the departure of Naki Wells last year. He's scored 3-2 now. He's stepped up to the mark, if you like. They've got a really attacking side, two attacking wing-backs in Stephen Darby, Alan Sheehan, good quality wing-backs as well. So they've got strength and depth there.
What about their opponents? Like I say, it's been a bit of a patchy start. I'm not sure if they deserve to be the same price as Bradford, given what we've seen from the Bantams so far. I thought Bradford would be clear favourites in this match.
Yeah, well, this is it, isn't it? I mean, at the start of the season, this is where you're getting some... Well, sometimes you get prices that might be a little bit too short, and, to counter that, you're getting some really good value out of games, because we're still not sure where to put teams. I mean, like you said, I was in the studio on Tuesday, and by all accounts, Peterborough were quite unlucky against Sheffield United, sort of looking at the stats and listening to a few of the fans of both sides talk about the game. I think they had 14 shots against United in the match. Of course, they lost Brittas and Malonga to Nottingham Forest, and that seems to be their sort of... Well, it's looking like it might be their problem now. I think they've scored only two goals in the league this season. I mean, up front, they've got two young strikers, Kyle Vassell and Connor Washington. Both excellent young prospects, but maybe just sort of finding it hard to maybe settle into the league, if you like. They lost Tommy Rowe as well to Wolves, one of their best players from last year. So, they have lost a couple of players, good quality players, but... I think the signs are there. That another team that will be aiming for playoffs, I think, realistically. This is a young squad. Darren Ferguson, you know, he's a realistic man. He'll be, his target will be the playoffs. But yeah, unlucky against Sheffield United, and it's going to be a really tough game for them at Valley Parade on Saturday.
Yeah, which way do you think it goes then, Bradford versus Peterborough?
Well, just because I know how attacking these two teams can be, and I have said obviously that Peterborough have only scored 2 goals this season, but you know they're creating chances in every match that they're playing in at the moment. And Bradford, of course, playing at home, confident side. I like the both teams to score. I do. I mean, 8-13. It's not the biggest price you're going to get for a BTTS, but you know it's worth putting into your acca. I also like. I mean, really, if you're going to go with the both teams to score, I like yes for the both teams to score and over 2.5 goals at 19-20. I like that. I mean, alternatively, like you say, Bradford could be a bit shorter than what they are. So if you're going for the Bradford win at 17-10, that's not bad either. But I mean, both teams to score for me is the order of this one.
Yeah, and the two goal scorers that Sam mentioned, James Hansen and Carl Vassell, for both of them to score in the match at any time, 11-2, might tempt a few people. And you think that there will be goals in this one. Next up, Fleetwood versus Chesterfield is the next game that we'll have a look at. The betting, first of all, Fleetwood are 13-10. The draw is 23-10 and Chesterfield are 21-10. So the draw is the biggest price in this one. Fleetwood, the League Cup, they of course lost to Rotherham in extra time, but take that out of the equation and they've got a 100% record. They have only conceded one goal as well, and that was the first day of the season at home to Crewe, and that was a last-minute penalty. Since then, they've been away twice to Notts County and Scunney and 1-0 on both occasions with Proctor popping up with a goal in each of those matches. He also scored that win over Crewe, so 3-3 in the league, which isn't bad. Chesterfield have had an interesting start to the season. That great win against Leighton Orient, they had that crazy game against Huddersfield in the cup, beat Rochdale and lost to MK Dons. Is Mr. Proctor going to form any part of your bet?
Well, unsurprisingly, Lee, he is. I've got him down at 11-2. I like it. I think he's their main man, really, isn't he? Fleetwood, I mean, just going back to them, Fleetwood, I was really impressed with them last season. You know, they came up obviously from the conference straight into League Two. Really, I thought that League Two was actually one of the strongest it had been last year for quite some time. You had a Scunthorpe team who had sort of a lot of money into them. Chesterfield were looking very strong, and then Rochdale had Keith Hill back. So Fleetwood did really well to get out of the division at the first time of asking. Like you say, Jamie Proctor is the main man now. I mean, he's scored two? I think he's scored two so far this season. Not a bad.
I think he got 3-3 actually. He got a goal in the game against Crewe. He scored the only goal in the win at Notts County on Saturday, and then he got the first goal at Scunney on Tuesday night as well.
There you go. Well, shoot me. it tells a lot that he's signed from Crawley, because he was quite comfortable at Crawley. But he's obviously seen that big things are happening at Fleetwood. They literally are a team on the up. They've been going up through the divisions for years now. The only team in League One to have won three on the trot. So, you know, another home price, which I think is... which is a little bit generous, Fleetwood at 13-10. This is a very, very good Fleetwood side, and they're at home, and they're confident, and Chesterfield are a bit of a mixed bag. And I still think that Chesterfield are maybe living off that incredible start to the season they had away at Leighton Orient when they won. So I like Fleetwood at 13-10 there. Some very good players, and they've got some really strong characters as well. Players like Nathan Pond, who is... by far and away the man of the match in the playoff final. They've got Mark Roberts and Alan Goodall as well, and they've brought in Danny Andrews and Keith Sutherland from Huddersfield. So overall, they've got a strong squad for League One again. They always seem to have strong squads in every division that they play in, and that's, well, we can only put that down to money, really, can't we?
Yeah, true. Where are you going for then? Fleetwood just to win.
Yeah, I'm going for Fleetwood. I mean, it's not special any of these ones. Fleetwood at 13-10.
I think that's a fair price, Sam.
Yeah, and Jamie Proctor at 11-2.
Yeah, nice.
I mean, Chesterfield, like you say, they'll do okay this year, but I think you can't look past Fleetwood into that one. So no. Get on that price before it starts to go down towards the middle of the season.
Yeah, Jamie Proctor to score in a Fleetwood win anytime, that is, it's 13-5, and Jamie Proctor to score first in a Fleetwood win is 17-2. The final game that we'll look at is Colchester versus Doncaster Rovers. The price is for the match, Colchester 11-8, the draw is 12-5, and Donny just under 2-1 at 19-10, missing Forrester for this one. He's serving a ban. It's been a bad start to the season for Colchester so far. 2-2 draw at home to Oldham on the opening day wasn't too bad. Lost 4-0 in the cup to Charlton, and then have had two away games where they lost 2-1 at Bristol City and 2-1 at Notts County. Notts County had two men sent off as well and still couldn't drag it back round Colchester. Bit of a mixed bag for Donny. Won 3-0 at Yeovil, won 1-0 at York in the cup, and then they lost at home to Port Vale and drew 1-1 with Preston on Tuesday night. Donny 10th, Colchester 22nd. Do Colchester pick up another point in the league here, or is it going to be a tough day at the office for them, Sam?
I think it's going to be a tough day at the office. I think I mentioned on the podcast last week, it may have been or the one the week before, that Colchester just... They aren't a great team. I mean, they weren't a great team last year. I think they were 6 points above relegation zone. They finished 16th, which was probably a bit of a compliment for them. And they haven't really improved on their squad. They signed Dan Holman, who scored a few for Braintree last year. But, he's yet to start. And I think he got the number 10 shirt. So that tells you sort of, where the man that the manager maybe doesn't quite know his best team at the moment. And certainly after those results of late, I can't imagine that he will know his best team at the moment. Doncaster, yeah, mixed bag. Obviously won 3-0 at the start of the season away at Yeovil, excellent result. But Doncaster are a team who really enjoy playing in League One. And I think under Paul Dickhoff, they're going to win the majority of their games. Nathan Tyson came on and scored the equaliser the other day. Maybe the Championship is a slight step ahead for him, but certainly in League One, he's scored before, in time and time again over the Football League. So, yeah, I fancy Doncaster here. They've won, I think they beat Colchester 1-0 and 2-1 last time they played back in 2012-2013. So they've got a decent sort of record against them. And I like Doncaster for it. I think that it'll be a comfortable day at the office for Doncaster, even though they're away at home. I like them to win 2-0. 19-5, I think, is a very good price. Because, like I said, Colchester just don't seem to have many goals in them. I think they're relying very heavily on Freddie Sears. And unless they can get the ball to him, on a decent amount of occasions, they don't look likely to score. Even your Donny handicap at -1, 5-1. I like that. I think it's going to be comfortable for them. And I think there's some, again, it's Doncaster, another team who at the moment you're seeing a bit of value in. But they'll be challenging for automatics this year. Okay, Sheffield United and Bristol City are very strong squads. Doncaster aren't too far behind. So I like those two. Donny to win 2-0 at 19-5, or the -1 handicap at 5-1.
Very good. Is your nap coming in League One, or is it going to be League Two, Sam?
It's a tricky one. I'm gonna go with League Two, Lee.
Make them wait.
Yeah, I'm gonna wait those Football League fans wait. So brilliant. You can wait for the League Two nap.
Good luck with those three bets that you've put up there. There's a few more than that as well, with some goal scorers in there. And we'll talk to Sam to preview the League Two podcast. This one and that and the Championship version are all available at williamhill.com/podcasts. Also available on the 72.co.uk at audioboo.fm. And if you subscribe to the Football podcast on iTunes, you'll get them dropped onto your PC or your tablet or your phone every single week. Sam, thanks for your time, mate.
Not a problem. Fingers crossed that they come off.
Cheers, bud.
Cheers.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.